Welcome to Naked and Counting. I'm Magna Gopal.
And I'm Leon Rose.
Hey, Leon. So we were talking about exercise and fitness, and I know you do a lot of things today, and so do I. But I'm curious, did you always have a kind of routine of physical activity or exercise or sports?
Since I was 6 years old, I've always been involved in sports one way or the other.
What did you
I
do?
started with gymnastics from 6 years old. And I did that for a couple of years. I got up to a quite a good level. And then I went to athletics. I did 1 month of ballet. Then the kids at my school found out, so I had to stop. And that was actually my first ever show. My first ever show was I was dressed up as a blue baboon.
I'm not going to make any comments on that.
It was a bad time. It was a bad time.
I kind of picture you when you talk about ballet in a first show. There was an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where Will Smith had to dress up like a sunflower to with all
I
the
remember that,
candy.
yeah.
That's what I'm picturing you doing.
No. And the thing is, I didn't have to do any ballet now that I'm thinking about it. I just had to run around in a circle. And I was probably the most flexible person in that class because I just came straight from gymnastics. But I didn't take to that. When my friends at school found out, they were like, I don't know why I did that actually. It's just I guess it was just a way of me keeping up with my flexibility. So anyway, from that I went to athletics. I did that for a good few years, on and off. I did it at school. I went to a club outside of school.
When you say athletics, are you talking about a specific sport or kind of like everything?
Well, I did a little bit of everything, but I wasn't a natural 100 meter runner. I used to like it, but I wasn't the fastest in the school. I wasn't the fastest in the track. So, but I was always in the relay team. I did triple jump.
Oh yeah, me too.
Actually, there was one time my school, they didn't have anybody to run in the 400 meters. So they put me in the B race and I won by like 100 meters. So that was my
Damn.
event. Yeah, so I did that a lot. And also there was another time where they had nobody in the discus, nobody to throw discus for our school. So they told me to go in there and I was the smallest person in the competition. And I remember my first throw, I hit the fence and I went back and I just watched these guys how they did it. And my second ever throw in my life, I came second
Wow.
in that whole competition. So I've always been like sportive. Going back to what you were saying, I've always been sportive and I've always been competitive. So there was a period just before I started doing salsa that I didn't really do that many sports. Oh, I forgot to say martial arts because that's a big part of my salsa today. So I've always been from like 14. I've always been into martial arts. I did a couple of competitions. I won my first ever competition in Taekwondo, and I won my first ever competition when I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Nice.
But the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was while I was already doing salsa. So when I first started doing salsa, I hadn't been doing anything for a little while, and it kind of that was my sport, as it were. It was because I was dancing a lot. When I started dancing salsa, in the beginning, I was scared to dance with anybody. I don't know about you, but I used to go out with my mother, and I would only dance with her in the night. But then when it got to the point where I was getting good, I was getting to a good level, I was getting that addiction where I was going out every night of the week. You remember that? You must have done that,
I got
right?
that addiction from day one. The first night I went out, I was like, yep, gotta be here tomorrow and every other day of the year.
Yeah, but the problem with me, I was so competitive. So I didn't want to go out more because I didn't feel like I could dance well enough. But so I went back and I was doing classes and I got to that level. I was dancing a hell of a lot. I used to change my shirts, my t-shirts so many times in a night. And then I realized that over the years, I stopped changing my shirts because I wasn't dancing as much as I did before. What I'm saying is that I learned how to use my arms, make the girl
Make the girl
move,
do
and
everything.
I don't do anything. Well, I do something, but
I would say the same scenario with me, except completely the opposite.
Logical. Very logical, Magna.
I did not grow up with any type of sports or anything. I mean, I participated in things like athletics and stuff in school, but pretty much from the time I got into high school, I didn't do any type of sport or activity or martial arts or dance. And so salsa dancing was like the first form of physical exercise, like regular physical exercise for me.
Yeah.
And initially it was the same thing. I would go out and it was every single night without fail. I mean, I would never want to miss a night. I would go out every single night. I would dance until the last song. I would be drenched in sweat. And I felt like I had a really good workout. And I remember losing weight. Like, not that I've ever really been that big, so I just like got even skinnier. But then I found, I don't know, maybe 10 years in, your body just gets really efficient, right? I mean, even though we've got so many varied movements in the dance, it's still kind of the same set of moves. And if you are, in fact, like using your muscles, and if you are kind of an analytical person, then you start to process the way your body moves and try and make it more efficient. And so now,
yeah,
right? I still sweat, but I don't feel like I got a workout. I'm never out of breath, even if I'm dancing for an hour or 2 hours straight.
Really? Even if you're dancing with like guys that are throwing you around on the dance floor?
Yeah.
You don't have any, you don't have that much control of what you're going to do as a follower.
True, which is why you are the one with the dry shirt and I'm the one sweating. But I also don't feel, I think maybe because of just my awareness of the body and kind of my awareness of movement with my partner, I don't get thrown around. I never feel like I've ever been thrown around anymore. When I was younger, yes, anymore. But not anymore. So recently, and the reason, you know, I was talking to you about this is because I'm like craving that physical exercise, you know, yeah. And I found that salsa just wasn't giving me the fitness benefit, the fitness component of it. So I had to transition maybe in the last like 3 or 4 years, like figure out what to do. And I ended up doing like insanity workouts and then finally
going. Yeah, I did that as well.
I remember we did that in Shibonek, remember?
Did we do that together?
Yeah, you, me, Bang, and Longman.
Wow, yeah, oh, we did.
And I think Inyaki? Nah, that cat doesn't.
No, no, anything. Inyaki.
He would have watched us.
I think Inyaki would die in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, all four of us did it. And I think you guys were already doing that pretty regularly. And I kept up with you guys.
Yeah, no, you didn't do too badly. The insanity was great. For cardio, my cardio was actually absolutely amazing at that time. But I felt so skinny.
Same.
You know, and I think it is maybe my mirror was lying to me. I felt like I looked big. But in reality, I was really, really skinny. But I was cut.
That's why I wanted to get into like weights. And so I started, I just got a set of adjustable dumbbells at home and then started adding some exercises at home. And then finally made my way to the gym. Where I was able to do more strenuous movements, you know? And now I'm kind of missing it. What do you do now?
What do I do now? It's like, all right, so I'm traveling a lot. We're traveling a lot, so we don't get that much time. Sometimes, you know, it's difficult to get to the gym 3 times a week. I try and do that. I do try and go to the gym as often as I can. I've had a little break because I've had a couple of injuries, but I try and do as much as I can. But what I do have is at home, I have some kettlebells. I have 2 kettlebells and I do some like Tabata workouts. And I do like that 3 times. And then I try and stretch. I don't stretch enough. That's the thing. I do train. My cardio is not that bad, but I don't stretch enough. Being a dancer, that's something that I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Especially for the kind of shows that you do.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like the choreography that I do, like I'll do like 2 a year now. And one of them is probably a little theme. If I have an open show, I'm going to make sure that I'm looking buffed enough to look good on stage, you know. And then, or if it's like really physical, I'll really work on my cardio. And like the routine that we're doing at the moment, there's a little kind of a capoeira move that we do in the beginning. And it's like, killing my back. It's killing. And the thing is, Roma, the other guy in the group, he does capoeira, and he's like a Pilates instructor. He can do all these kind of things. He can put his legs and splits all different kind of ways.
Yeah.
And so what I do is I use him as my barometer. So I'll come up with a crazy idea in my mind and I'll say to him, can you do that? And he'll show me. And then I'll say, okay, I'm going to do it in 2 weeks.
Very nice.
And that's my motivation.
Nice.
So I'll go like this particular flip that we're doing. I could never done it before in my life. And it took me 2 weeks and I was practicing every day and I got it. And so I feel really good. And I was doing it every day in the gym. I'll go do my workout, my warm up, and then I'll go and stretch. Bam, go on this capoeira move. I've got some videos out there. I might even post one or two of them.
Nice.
On Instagram. Because now that we're doing Instagram, right?
Also, yeah. Sweet. So I guess basically for the people out there listening, your fitness and your investment in your fitness kind of depends on what you're trying to get out of it. Like for myself, my fitness is kind of for just maintenance, like making sure I'm able to dance and get through a whole weekend of dancing and teaching and all of that kind of stuff. And in Leon's case, you actually create these choreographies that are very physically demanding or very nude, partially nude. And so
partially.
So you've got this motivation of making sure you're
My motivation really is to keep up with the young kids. I got to try and do it. I've got a couple years left, so I'm going to keep on trying.
So yeah, guys, out there, if you have a certain goal, know that it is achievable because obviously people as old as Leon can still do it. So I'm pretty certain you guys all can.
Thank you, Magna.
Love you, Leon. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out our podcasts on the different platforms, iTunes, SoundCloud. Join the Facebook group and comment and
tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Ciao.
Take care.